Call around to a few police departments in Pennsylvania to ask about gun crime, and you're bound to get a lot of different kinds of statistics.
We recovered 133 firearms off the streets in 2012.
Chief Randy Bowers of the Erie Police Department says getting guns off the streets is one of the best ways to prevent firearm crime. The Philadelphia Police Department releases annual reports on its website that show the number of shooting victims and homicide by firearm. And in Reading, they're watching where the verified shots fired reports are in the city. Each police force is putting out the information they think gives the best picture of what's going on in their respective communities. The only place for big picture data on crime in the United States is the FBI's Uniform Crime Reporting System, or UCR. But some say it's not the best system because each state and municipality has its own standards for reporting crimes. In Lancaster, Lieutenant Todd Umstead started keeping a running total on a notepad by his desk of the number of people actually hurt in shootings, because that wasn't clear just by looking at the UCR.
If someone shoots a gun towards a car that has four occupants in a car and nobody's hit, nobody's injured, that counts as four aggravated assault firearms. I don't really consider that a shooting. I don't think the average person would consider that a shooting because no one was actually shot.
The Pennsylvania State Police UCR may give a better picture for the Commonwealth. You can search it online by department and offense and see how many assaults, robberies, and homicides were committed with firearms. But only a small fraction of departments in PA are using the more specific incident-based reporting with 46 categories of crime, as opposed to summary-based with only 8 categories. So it's hard to compare municipalities. Dane Merriman with the Pennsylvania Chiefs of Police Association says because of budget tightening, a lot of smaller departments just don't have the capability to do more than the minimum required by the UCR.
It is always going to be a funding issue for departments to, you know, replace existing systems and upgrade their data capabilities. So it's going to be a long-term process.
Police in the city of Harrisburg are more than familiar with budget challenges. They saw a drawdown of officers before the city entered the state's Act 47 program for distressed communities in 2010. Fewer officers creates a need to police smarter, says Captain Gabriel Oliveira. So with a grant from the Dauphin County District Attorney's Office, they were able to launch a new records management system in November. The old one was over 20 years old and cumbersome. Oliveira had to manually count the firearm offenses over the last year. Harrisburg officers are still learning how to use the new system, but Oliveira says when the training period is over, the clearer data will help them form a new plan to reduce crime.
Being able to put it in a mapping system, we may see something a little bit different than what we already know. We may know that in a specific area, there may be quite a few robberies, but when you put it in a map, that may actually show a pattern.
But some people have doubts the clearer numbers will actually make a difference. Jeremy Domenico and his wife Janine are block captains on their street in South Allison Hill in Harrisburg, and they say a lot of crime there goes unreported.
Our neighbor across the street had a shotgun pulled on him. He's not reporting that. The people behind us had a pistol pulled on them. He's not reporting that.
The Domenicos say police officers could reduce crime if they could find a way to build trust in the community again, but that might be even more complicated than upgrading a record system. For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Rachel McDevitt.